Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 21st of January 2024. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Idris, VK7ZIR. On Sunday this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz, are there any takers? On 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 14.13 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. UHF CB channel 24 in the Hobart area by Mark, VK7 FMAC. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RHT in southern VK7. Contest news. WIA Summer VHF UHF Field Day 2024. Last weekend was the summer session of the VHF UHF Field Day, and thanks to all who went out portable and the many home stations. It is now time to finalise and upload your logs. For the benefit of Warren, VK7WN, logs are due by midnight EDST, Monday the 29th of January 2024. And that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. Contest news. Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF Contest. The contest was established in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull and his pioneer achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation and the development of new equipment techniques for the higher bands. It runs for the month of January and entrants may operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with limited operating time, there is also a best 2 days section. Each contact scores 1 point for each 100 kilometres of distance worked. The score is then multiplied by the band multiplier. The total score is the sum of the scores of all bands. The distance calculation is based on your Maidenhead 6-digit locator. VKCL 4.15 still works for logging this contest, and for the benefit of VK7WN, logs are due in by the 14th of February 2359 UTC. Logs can be emailed as an attachment to rosshull@wia.org.au. I'm sure we will have some logging sessions as part of the various 23 QSO parties that go on after the broadcast. At 73 from the VK7 News team. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV nets. A very enthusiastic net night that saw the following participants. VK7s, ZGK, EV, ZAB, EKA, TW, FGGT, DMH, OO, ZMS and ZSB, all sharing over 60 photos. There was some noise during the evening on the north-south link. The theme was aircraft in flight, and the highlights were an Armstrong-powered paper plane, a man-powered feathered-winged contraption, biplanes including a radio-controlled model, propeller and jet aircraft, the Hindenburg disaster, a kite, various experimental aircraft including a US Navy near-vertical takeoff design, helicopters galore, G for George, the Lancaster in the Australian War Memorial, a radio operator's equipment set up in a Lancaster bomber, Australian Air Force C-17 cargo transporter, the one and only Dick Smith, a flight attendant for British Airways posing on a car, how many flight attendants can sit on a plane wing, a tip on how to fly by Douglas Adams, Biggles and his number 266 plane, an emu and kangaroo on the Australian coat of arms, prehistoric winged reptile, Space 1999, Thunderbirds, a Millennium Falcon and a UFO, Essendon Airport and Control Tower, also a radio setup for the summer VHF UHF field day on Mount Wellington, and how not to cook eggs. Remember, Ken VK7KRJs and Steve VK700s fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. An idea for a theme for next week's net is towers. That comes 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmania Raid Amateur Radio Club. NWTARC Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of NWTARC will take place at 13:30 hours, Saturday, 3rd of February 2024, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. The ordinary business of an Annual General Meeting will be: confirm the meeting minutes of the last preceding Annual General Meeting, to receive from the committee, auditor, employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association reports on the transactions of the association during the last preceding financial year of the association, to elect the officers of the association and the ordinary committee members, to appoint the auditor and determine his or her remuneration, to determine the remuneration of employees and other persons acting on behalf of the association, to appoint the public officer either from the committee or general membership. All current office holder, committee, auditor and the public officer positions fall vacant at the AGM. Nominations for each office bearer and the committee members are invited and should be made in writing to the secretary and delivered to the secretary at least 10 days before the day on which the annual general meeting is to be held. The nomination is to be on the NWTARC nomination form, along with the signatures of the nominator, seconder, and that of the member nominated. Appointments will also be required for the positions of auditor and public officer. Members will need to have paid the 2024 membership subscription before the meeting commences at 1:30 p.m. to be able to vote at the annual general meeting. They will need to have paid their 2024 membership before they can be nominated or nominate or second somebody for office, as only financial members can nominate or be nominated. February general meeting. After the AGM, afternoon tea will be held, and members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open until 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated, and we have single package tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer for NWTARC. Now news from the north. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. The first tech night for the new year finally rolled around and was very enthusiastically attended. We were lucky enough to have a couple of new faces in the mix. Welcome to Jamie and Carl. Hopefully you enjoyed the evening at the club, and I believe you departed carrying a copy of your entry into amateur radio, intent in pursuing a course towards a foundation license. Remember, you are always welcome to drop in. Jamie also brought along a couple of radios he inherited from his father. One was a Kenwood 120 HF SSB transceiver, but the other unit did not sport a branded name. It may have been non-branded, but it certainly conveyed what it thought it was meant to be, and that was a 2-metre amateur transceiver, going by the name of Tua, and a model number of HW30. This caused some initial discussion until the arrival of Ross VK7ALH, who quickly identified the unit's origin as a Heath kit that had been home-assembled and looked of a commercial quality. The Heath kit transceiver kit was circa 1960s. It was intended for the 2-metre amateur band with only a mode choice of AM. It incorporated a super regenerative detector with continuous tuning on receive and came with one crystal socket mounted inside the case that set the transmit frequency. Output power was under 5 watts and the unit was fully valve. There is a front panel mounted speaker grille and only 3 other basic controls: an on-off volume, tuning, and originally a transmit-receive switch. However, this unit had been modified with the inclusion of an externally mounted relay to allow the use of a push-to-talk microphone. One additional switch had also been added. Its function is still to be ascertained. Early versions like this one also came standard with a Belling-Lee antenna connector. The kit would originally come with a 45-page construction and testing manual, as well as a ceramic microphone. Just for historical interest, along with the Tua, Heath kit sold other transceivers with similar features, including the Sixer for 6 metres and the Tenor for, you guessed it, 10 metres. Evidently, the Tua was nicknamed the Benton Harbour Lunchbox because Heath Company was located in Benton Harbour, Michigan, and the transceiver case looked like a lunchbox. I must admit, it does look a bit like an old metal lunchbox, especially with its carry handle mounted on top. It seems the system break had certainly stirred the "let's complete a project" urge in a group of our members. Lionel VK7ZLB brought along some of the gear he had just used for the summer VHF-UHF field day, a couple of 23cm band Yagis, and an enclosure of equipment. One of the antennas was a newly made 21-element Yagi, constructed using 12mm aluminium C-section for the 1.5-metre boom and 4.6mm tubing for the elements, friction-fitted and riveted into position. Elements cut and positioned with an accuracy of 0.1mm. Using the Yagi design tool by DL6WU, the antenna should have been about 17.6 dBi gain. The Yagi has a 2-metre long flying lead of 7mm low-loss foam coax attached. This allows the antenna to be plugged into the power amplifier that is mounted directly below. The second Yagi Lionel had was a 10-element eBay special, and its performance on the day was described by Lionel as rubbish. Need I say more? Continuing in the 23cm vein, Lionel also had a sglab.com 25-watt PA module with integrated receiver preamp and a 2-way latching relay, RF relay, to switch between antennas. These devices, including patching requirements, are all enclosed very neatly in a die-cast aluminium enclosure. With a bit of luck, Lionel may have a few pictures for the slideshow of what most likely was an impressive setup used for the field day. The second busy beaver was Peter, VK7KPC, who was in the radio room participating in the TechNet session using his ex-military Racal SquadCal TRA906 transceiver. Over the break, Peter had constructed an external interface, battery charger and switching unit for the Racal. He can apply 12-volt DC from home or field battery. It is stepped up to 24 volts and goes into the controller to monitor and charge his 18-volt battery box located on the back of the Racal. The battery box contains 3 6-volt SLA rechargeable batteries, each in the original required shape of the square-ish lantern batteries. Peter showed us a pre-recorded video demonstration and the controller charger functioned flawlessly. It's nice when a design concept comes together so well. Peter also had a successful Tech Night night using the Rack Owl, making contacts on 80 metres CW with Kieran, VK3BTV, and Jordan, VK3ACU, both located on the mainland. As always, equipment pictures are available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Now, upcoming events. The Test Net and TechNet session, Wednesday the 24th of January. Test Net CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm till 7:30pm, and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. The Club Technical Night Session. The next session will be on Wednesday, the 31st of January, and will commence at the usual time of 6:30pm, running through to about 10pm at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. No coffee morning. Please note there will not be a coffee morning on Friday, the 26th of January. The Club Rooms will be closed for the Australia Day holiday. Annual General Meeting and General Meeting. Wednesday the 14th of February 2024 at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours, and that's 7:30pm. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Inc. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. February presentation night. Tas Surf Life Saving Radio Network. A big thank you to Greg Bird, who has agreed to give us a presentation on the Surf Life Saving Tasmania Radio Network. This should be a fascinating presentation about the extensive statewide radio network used by surf lifesavers in Tasmania. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 7th of February 2024, from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also go out on DVB-T, RF, and via the REAST YouTube channel streaming service. See you there. And that's 73 from the REAST Committee. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. REAST AGM and SGM. Annual General and Special General Meetings will be held in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 1pm and will be preceded by a free sausage sizzle from 12 noon. Emails are currently being sent to all members with details of the meeting. If you do not receive an email, then please contact the Secretary on secretary@reist.asn.au. Nomination forms for all committee positions are also attached to the member emails currently being sent. And that's 73 from the REAST Committee. Save the date. Space Junk and Amateur Radio. REAST's March presentation night will be a fascinating presentation from Mars Butfield Addison, who is a PhD candidate with UTAS and CSIRO. Mars' specialty is tracking space junk, and Tasmania has a special role in this endeavour, and amateur radio can play a part in this too. This should be a great night. See you there. 73 from the REAST Committee. Save the date again. Tassieham Conference. The REAST Committee is currently planning the next Tassieham Conference, and it will most likely be the first weekend in November 2024. This will again take place in fantastic UTAS facilities. Tentatively mark out your diary and start thinking about coming down to the best ham convention in VK. Details are currently being worked through and will be made public on the conference web pages. 73 from the REAST Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, we focused on the 2024 Summer VHF and Above Field Day. Justin, VK7TW, started by discussing the field day with Tony, VK7XTC, who went to Goat's Bluff Lookout on South Arm. Highlights were the opening on 6 metre, and with Tony's upgrade, he was running full power. Tony was using an 8-element beam on 70cm, 7-element for 2 metres, and extended double zip for 6 metres. Tony operated mainly on 6 metres FM and made many contacts. All 2 metre and 70cm contacts were local, and Tony is looking to go vertical on these bands for future field days. Tony took the audience through his operating position during the field day. Tony made 52 contacts and was happy with that. Thanks to Tony for coming along and telling us about his field day experiences. Justin then showed his lithium-ion 50 amp hour battery and high current power distribution mox he made for the first day of the field day, and this greatly simplified the power management for the field day. Justin discussed the charging and the use during the field day. Justin then outlined the use of thin gloves during the field day, which saved his hands and enabled him to turn the aluminium mast that his beams are bolted to. We then discussed the field day with Murray, VK7ZMS, and Richard, VK7ZBX, who went up to Mount Wellington. Murray outlined breaking the field day van on the Friday night prior to the weekend. This facilitated making some makeshift arrangements. Justin outlined his time challenge, which saw him set up at the location about an hour before the start of the field day. Some VK5 contacts were made, but no VK6 or VK8 contacts. There were many contacts with VK2, 3, 4 and ZL. Murray and Richard then outlined that the 2.4 and 3.4 GHz signals were really strong. Highlights were a contact with 3D2AG from Fiji and 6 metre openings to many places around Australia. Murray and Richard outlined there were many people on top of Mount Wellington, and we then went through their learnings, including a redesign of the brackets for the mast. Upgrading the coax will be a further improvement, and there are preamps and power amps in the mix. Richard also talked about getting his 24 gig system up and going. Thanks to Murray and Richard for coming along and telling us about their field day experiences. We finished off the night with a short class license Q&A. This week's show will be another blockbuster, blow your head off blast from the past showcase of all things amateur radio and much more. See you there or on the stream. We are holding the DATV Experimenters Nights through the holiday period, and therefore we will be streaming the nights on the Reese YouTube channel. We also go out on RF, DVB-T 7MHz standard definition on 445.5MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB TV DTV dongle, you can tune and scan 445.5MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night Signal. Look out for VK7OTC. 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers. Training and Assessments. Our next Reese Training and Assessment Day will be on the 24th of February 2024. The training schedule for 2024 has been set, and so Foundation License Training and all License Assessment Days will be held on the following Saturdays. 24th of February, 27th of April, 29th of June, 24th of August and 26th of October. Other sessions can be organised if there is enough interest and people wanting assessments and training. If you are thinking of booking for training or assessment this year, please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reese Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607. That number again, 0417 391 607, or via the Reese website contact form. Check out the Reese Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the Reese YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net. Daily on 3.64 MHz, commencing at 6:30 PM ADST. Statewide SSTV Net. Held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 PM. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a 7MHz negative offset And in the south, VK7RAF 146.65 with a 600 kHz negative offset, and CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south SIG digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC TestNet and TechNet sessions. Wednesday the 24th of January, TestNet CW course on 3.50 MHz from 7pm till 7:30pm, and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. NTARC coffee mornings. Please note no coffee morning on the 26th of January 2024. NTARC club technical nights. Wednesday the 31st of January and will commence at 6:30pm through to about 10pm at the club room, Archer Street, Rochalie. Northwest VK7. Wednesday from 8pm local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group Net on VK7RMD. Northwest VK7. Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local, Northwest Tassie 2m DX Group DX Net 144.190 USB. Northwest SSTV Nights, Monday the 22nd of January 2024, hosted by Eric VK7EV from 7:30pm using VK7RMD 70cm repeater on Mount Duncan on the 4th Monday in the month. And now events, NWT ARC, February the 3rd, 2024, Annual General Meeting from 1:30pm at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, followed by afternoon tea and show and tell. Reist, February the 7th, 2024, presentation on the Surf Life Saving Tasmania Radio Network with Greg Bird, 7:30pm, Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, February the 14th, 2024, Annual General Meeting. NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 7:30pm. Reist, February the 18th, 2024, Annual General and Special General Meeting, preceded with a free sausage sizzle from noon and meeting start at 1pm at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader will be VK7FB. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers please. 80 metres, VK7DG. 40 metres, VK7TPE. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star, Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to, or just missed, VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 and season's greetings and stay safe from Idris VK7 ZIR.